Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, Nathan Roberts in for Chris Sedens on this Friday in our top local story. Since the beaches are closed and off limits, crowds are expected to be heading to the mountains and to the state and national parks this holiday weekend. But fire danger is high, and that's a very big concern.
Big crowds, dry brush on the hillsides, and people setting off fireworks illegally. That's a recipe for wildfires. John Clearwater is with the Angeles National Forest.
This year, with all those fireworks shows canceled, we're expecting even larger crowds this year in the forest.
And even the threat of a $5,000 fine may not stop somebody from setting off fireworks themselves. LA Fire Captain Eric Scott says every year firefighters see the damage to the pain from using fireworks.
We see the injuries. We see the fires that take place. We see children with significant burns to their hands.
Still, everybody is trying to cope with all the restrictions this year. A woman I talked to is very angry about the beach closures.
I don't agree with this at all. The healthiest place to be is the beach, and it's open air and nobody's there.
It could be a very long, hot, dry holiday weekend for many. In Pacific Palisades, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The unusual rain season for the L.A. area actually turned out to be usual in the end. Downtown L.A. got 14.88 inches between last July and this June. That's just 0.04 inches below the yearly average. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sirard tells KNX what made this last season different was that we got a lot of rain in November and December. Then the typically wettest months of January and February were dry.
So we sort of had like a... Use a name like a March Miracle and an awesome April in terms of rainfall. And so we had a lot of rain in March and April, well above normal, and that made up for the deficits from January and February.
Parts of Northern California got a lot less rain last season. San Francisco, San Jose receiving about half of what they usually get. More than 16,000 counterfeit women's sleeping dresses with big-name labels were seized by Customs and Border agents at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Investigators say if those dresses had actually been authentic, they would have had a retail value of almost $5.5 million. Now, all of them were found hidden inside of a massive shipment of other clothing that arrived from China. And along with being illegal, authorities say the dresses could also have been dangerous if anyone bought them, because many such counterfeits just don't meet U.S. fire safety standards. So you don't want to have that sort of sleeping dress involved in your home. Investigators are looking into the death of an apparently homeless woman whose body was found in a sleeping bag during a fire in the Hawthorne area. L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy Grace Medrano tells KNX deputies and firefighters got a call about the fire last night on Aviation Boulevard, south of the 105 freeway.
When they did extinguish the fire, they did discover a victim who was severely burned.
Medrano says it's not clear how the fire started and if there is a person wanted in connection with setting it. The surge in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in L.A. County has local officials urging people to skip the July 4th parties this year.
Recent gatherings of families and friends are among the factors cited for the growing spread of the virus in the county. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
I share this to you because we're going to head into another holiday weekend during the pandemic. And we all need to be aware that there are very real risks to celebrating this holiday with people who are not in our households.
Please do your part stay at home these next couple weeks when you can.
LA Mayor Eric Garcetti warns we're in a dangerous moment in the pandemic, so we have to skip the July 4th celebrations this year and focus on saving lives. Ferrer suggests taking a walk or going for a picnic with the people you live with.
Take solace in the fact that, you know, we're all going to do it this way, this July 4th, in hopes that by next July 4th, which, you know, I see as totally possible, we're celebrating in ways we're much more accustomed to.
Garcetti notes bar closures and other recent steps taken to slow the spread of the virus will not immediately bring down the numbers. Claudia Piscuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia, says he's very worried about the recent spike in coronavirus cases in his city and the growing number of victims who are turning up at local hospitals.
They are beginning to see more folks come in. And that is concerning because we can expect possibly there to be a lag in cases and what that hospitalization rate could look like 2 or 3 weeks out.
The virus death toll in Long Beach has reached 134 with the addition of another fatality during the latest reporting period, and the number of known infections now closing in on 4,400 for the city, including 114 newly confirmed cases. Santa Monica officials have authorized police to start issuing tickets to anyone who violates the orders to wear masks in public. They want to help limit the spread of the coronavirus, of course. Mayor Kevin McEwen tells KNX the move is necessary because too many people just are still ignoring the rules, despite a new spike in virus cases. And he says police will be paying special attention to places where a lot of the violations happen.
We're looking very closely at what people are doing in businesses, because the data seems to show that that's why this spike is coming. So people who go into a business and don't wear a mask and don't socially distance, we'll be looking for you.
And that first ticket for not wearing a mask is going to cost you a cool $100, but it goes up from there. The next one costs you $250 for the second offense, and then $500 after that.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.